Bibi Blocksberg, in the Valley of the Wild Witches. Chapter 1. A Morning Like No Other. The sun hadn't even risen over the rooftops of Garlington suburb in Newtown when the lights in the Blocksberg house came on. Bernard and Barbara Blocksberg planned to set off on a journey very early that morning. Bernard had entered a competition in the local newspaper, and he'd won. A whole week at the seaside for him and his wife, Barbara. Their daughter, Bibi, was on vacation from school, and she was going to stay with Granny Greta. Bibi was looking forward to it. She and her granny got along really well. But you need to know that Granny Greta wasn't a regular granny, not even when one considered that she was a witch. She was the craziest granny anyone could ever have wished for. Of course, Bibi was looking forward to visiting her. But right now, Bibi sat in the kitchen with a sleepy face, as her parents were preparing to enjoy a hearty breakfast before their trip. Since it was so early in the morning, Bibi wasn't hungry. She looked tiredly out of the window. It was still quite dark. The little witch gave a huge yawn while her mother poured strong coffee into a mug. Bibi's father, Bernard, wasn't in the kitchen yet. They could hear him doing something in the hallway. "Is he getting those bicycles down from the loft after all?" Barbara wondered, shaking her head. "We really don't need to take them with us. You can rent bikes everywhere."
"Or conjure some up," Bibi said with a tired smile.
"That's out of the question," Barbara replied. "I promised your father that I wouldn't do any magic for the whole vacation." Bibi made a face. How boring. Just at that moment, the kitchen door opened and Bernard came in. Behind him, Bibi and Barbara could see two bicycles leaning against the wall in the hallway. Barbara said nothing.
"Good morning, my two favorite witches," said Bernard enthusiastically, a broad smile on his lips. He was obviously in a very good mood.
He was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and sunglasses.
"Why do you have those glasses on?" Bibi giggled.
"I wanted to get into a vacation mood."
Bernard was positively beaming.
"Oh, don't be silly, Bernard. Sunglasses? It isn't even light yet," said Barbara in an attempt to bring her husband back down to earth.
Bernard raised his eyebrows behind the sunglasses. Then he sat down at his place, took the glasses off, and laid them on the table beside his plate.
"So, where is my breakfast? Hurry, hurry, whiz, whiz," he demanded good-naturedly, tapping his knife on his plate.
"Whiz, whiz?" said Barbara in surprise. "I thought I wasn't allowed to..."
"Not on vacation, but we're still at home," Bernard said.
"I'll do it," Bibi smiled and murmured. "Eeny, meeny, little bunny, for daddy now some bread and honey. Whiz, whiz."
There was a bright pling-pling and a shower of magic stars, and suddenly a slice of bread spread with honey appeared on Bernard's plate. He started eating heartily.
So, Bibi, he began
while chewing the first mouthful of bread and honey.
Let's go through everything again. When you're at Granny Greta's, don't let yourself get caught up in all sorts of crazy magic. You know that your granny is not like a normal granny.
Bibi rolled her eyes. She knew what was coming next. The same old lecture that he always gave her before he allowed her to go visit Granny Greta. There must be a way to cut this short. Impishly, Bibi bit her lip and whispered,
"Eeny, meeny, windy blast. Daddy, end this lecture fast. Whiz, whiz."
After a soft pling-pling and an effusion of twinkling stars, Bernard began rattling off the rest of the lecture in record time. While God